This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise, Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Now, technology is progressively transforming everything in our everyday lives, from the way we see things to how we interact with each other, understand our world. Today, software systems are constantly evolving and becoming even more sophisticated. Founded in 2008, IT company A-Star aims to help customers build and upgrade on their creative ecosystems and application knowledge. And today, A-Star is a leading ICT company and a preferred IT supplies and services provider in the education and enterprise sectors within Malaysia. So on the show with us today, we have Natalie Sitt, founder and CEO of A-Star, to share with us about her journey and successes with the company. So to start with us, Natalie, welcome first. Maybe you can briefly walk us through what inspired you to start your own company 10 years ago.
Hi, my name is Natalie, and actually I'm from Ipoh. It's a small town, and I have about this year coming to my 19 years in sales industry. Yeah. So my first job, my full-time job, is working in a very small IT company.
Mm. In Ipoh?
Yes, in Ipoh, when I was about 20 years old. Mm. So that time, actually, I didn't plan to be a salesperson. I just at like an admin clerk, which is about 400 to 600 per month.
Okay.
That is my salary at that time. So I have an American dream. I've been influenced by the Hollywood movie. So New York is my dream place. So after I'm doing very well in sales, so I have a five-figure income that time after a few years. And I started to feel that it's time for me to fulfill my dream. Mm. So I decided to quit my five-figure job. And I settle all my parents' expenses. And that time, I decided to leave my job and leave my country to go to US.
Oh.
So that time, I just go by myself, and I just want to explore the life in New York. It's the world biggest city in the world. So that's one of my dreams. And because I spent about 6 months in New York, I found a job, and I know a lot of friends. I like the city because it's a lot of freedom compared to Malaysia and Ipoh. So it's like a very great exposure to me. Everything you have to start by your own. And you know, when an Asian girl, especially my size is very small, when you go to this kind of big city, everyone is bigger size.
Yeah.
So everyone treat me as a little girl.
Mm.
Obviously, the opportunity is not so much because they treat you like a kid.
Okay.
Although I already adults. So I still found a job, and then I have a very good, very, very adventure life there. I've been to traveled to many cities around the place. But until the time that I feel that it's time for me to come back because my parents is still there, still in Nepal, and they're getting old. So I decided to move back from New York. Although I have an opportunity to pursue my career there. So when I come back, and my previous company still hire me, because I'm one of the top sales. So after that, you know, when you live 6 months in a very big city, and you come back, Ipoh as a small town. So that time, I feel that it's very big contrast in my life. So I feel a little bit down, and kind of lonely, I would say. So it's something like, because I fulfilled one of my biggest dreams that went to New York and come back, I don't know what I want and what is next. So that time, and I decided to move to KL, and I decided to start my business journey.
Okay, business A-Star, how did you decide that this was the business? Is this from similar experience from the business in Ipoh that you were working for, the company you were working for?
Because My first job is in IT company. Hmm. So I started from a small company as well. That time I have two bosses. So I'm the only one of the two staff only. So I have that kind of experience to help my boss to build from a small company to now. I think they're doing very great. They are a very big company now. So that's why I started my business in KL with the support from my previous boss as well to build an IT company in KL.
Okay, so this is what happens when you have a good relationship with your ex-boss.
Yes.
They work together. They're supportive of you starting your own business here in KL as well. Mm. And in terms of your formal education, what did you study?
Actually, I am a very rebellious student. Mm. I don't like study at the beginning, but at the end, of course, I know the study is very important to me. But end up, it's too late for me to really chase for this kind of academic recognition. Mm. So I only ended when I not even complete my diploma.
All right.
So
how do you think that has helped you? You know, sometimes, and this is a great example, you started business and you haven't had that, you know, the formal education. Does that make you hungrier? Does it make you want to work harder? Because, you know, you've done a lot for someone who hasn't had that formal education.
Yeah, I like the words you rephrase now is hunger, because I'm very hungry to success that time. Mm. Because when you're alone and then you know that you don't have any background, you don't have anyone to support you, and also you don't have the formal education that time, which one thing you need to do is you have to be 10 times hardworking than anybody else.
Hmm.
So that time, I think what I can give is my time, my efforts, my value, everything.
Hmm. And now you've won several awards for your work in A-Star, the Star Business Awards for Best Female Entrepreneur, Sinchu Business Awards, the Platinum Awards. So what do these awards mean to you?
Getting an award actually is some sort of industry recognition. So to me, because we are a relatively small company, so getting awards is help us to build the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most significant awards I got is SOBA, Female Entrepreneurs Grand Winner, and also Best Employer.
This was 2016?
2016, mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
So I think that awards really give me a lot of the exposure, especially people start to aware about it. There is a woman entrepreneurs in IT industry. Her name is Natalie.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, that's so really that was an acknowledgement. And 10 years in business. Actually, what are some of the services that you offer?
We are the Adobe Platinum Partners. We are the top partners in APAC 2015. We provide all the services in related to Adobe, including marketing cloud and also digital media as well. And also, we are the Apple Education Partners and also commercial partners. Mm. We offer this kind of solution for education sector and commercial sector as well.
Right.
So, and of course, HP is one of our core products.
Okay. Now, in 2015, you decided to digitalize your sales activity. What were the results from that transformation and what made you decide to do that?
In 2015, actually, I would say this is my transformation year. Because as I mentioned, the previous few years, that what I can trick is my time, my effort.
Mm.
Is you need to work very hard to get a result. So after that, I feel that that is a bottleneck for me.
Hmm.
Because, you know, you can reach a certain level with this kind of hard work, but it will not help you to 10x and 20x of your...
You can't multiply your efforts.
Yes. So that's why 2015, I decided to... I went to one of the courses in London. That is a very intensive business course. And that course actually transformed my mind.
What course is that?
It's about the business.
Okay.
So it's about the business. So they really give me a lot of the strategy. I think the most important is the mindset.
Hmm.
They changed my mindset that being a successful business is not about how much sales you can get and how good is your sales selling skill. To me, I think being a successful in business is your leadership. So because we as a business owner, we take care of our people. And our people will take care of our customer.
Hmm.
And that belief has really changed my mindset that I put in a lot of effort to build my team brand, which is called A-Starian.
Hmm.
So A-Starian is the group of people with a lot of the positive energy. And also they provide the very good customer service to our customer. And then they have fun. they work very hard, but they also very fun. They also, you know, they like to dance, they like to sing. So this is a team brand that I built after 2015. I came back from the course.
All right. So we'll talk a little bit about the team building things that you do with your company and also some of the challenges in just a moment. I'm here with Natalie Sitt from A-Star. Stay tuned to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Natalie Sitt from A-Star. And of course, Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Now, the A-Star is a company that's been around for 10 years. Huh? And she's won the Star Business Awards for Best Female Entrepreneur, Sinchu Business Awards for Platinum Awards. So a company that's only 10 years. And you know, you mentioned a little earlier on about how team building seems to be one of the core values for your employees. And that's something... Fun is an element of you organize what cycling expeditions to Monday morning dances, right? Why do you think this is important in terms of building your company?
Because I always believe that while you're sitting down, you're looking at a computer, or maybe you do very concentrate of your work, but you don't move, you don't really talk, and that it really help you to your blood circulation with getting slow. So to me, you stand up, you move, you dance, you shout, and then we sing. And then this kind of, we call it physiology,
yeah,
move, is really help you to generate a lot of the positive energy. Mm. And that
endorphins.
Yes. Mm. And that's really impact to the result, to the work quality.
Yeah.
So that's why I always believe moving and talking. Don't really sit down and look at the computer for a whole day.
Yeah. All right. And then, you know, one of the things that you actually, when you first started up A-Star, you had to do, like you said, a lot of work on your own, from sales to deliveries and accounts, among other things. So, and it actually took a toll on you. You took medical leave, right? And then you came back to an empty company. Tell me that story.
Yeah, because of the stress, because when you're working very hard without strategy, you know, the kind of feeling when you really don't have much direction. You just know you need to work very hard than anybody else.
Right.
So that time, it really caused me a lot of stress because, you know, one side, you need to bring a lot of sales because that time I don't have salesperson. I'm the only salesperson.
Mm.
And the other side, you have to be very cost-saving.
Mm.
So you have to save costs. Then you have to have more as responsibility to do all the multitasking jobs. So that time is really caused me physically and mentally very stressed. So I've been through two surgery.
Mm.
And the last one, I took about 1 month medical leave. Mm. So that time I have three staff.
Mm.
So the three staff has helped me to, because I have no choice, because yeah, I have to stay at home. I cannot come to work. And the time, I still remember there's one morning when I woke up, as usual, I opened my computer to check the email. And that is really, really heartbreaking because I receive all my staff resignation email letter in one day.
Mm.
And the time I really have, I don't know what to do because you already physically, mentally stressed and cause you that you have to force to rest.
Yeah.
And when you receive this kind of letter, and the time I do remember I did cry.
Of course.
Yeah.
What were you thinking at that moment when you want to cry? And then what was it then that got you saying, I will change or I will do something differently?
I always believe that our life curve will be up and down. There will be no smooth line to me. So when there is any downtime for you, that means there is uptime for you as well. So because my previous life, when my childhood, I came from a very poor family background. So I've been through all this journey. It's not one time for me. But every time when I overcome it, and I feel very proud of myself. Because when you come from a poor family background, you don't have much confidence. So how to gain your confidence is the recognition from other people.
Right.
So when I see people recognize me, I feel more proud. So that's why I do everything, is because I want to get the people recognized.
Mm.
When this thing happened, it really, something like, want to prove to me, and now you see, you are not capable at all.
Mm.
You not even can run a company. But to me, I feel that this is the greatest challenge in my life. If I don't solve this, my life will gone.
Right.
Okay? So every time when there is an obstacle in front of me, I will feel that if you don't solve the problem, so you don't expect that you have a great life or quality life in the future. So with the family support and also my friends, so, you know, I have to stood up and say that I will make it.
All right. So reset, start again. And how long after that before it took off again? I mean, for you to just get things going again after you come back from leave, just got things happening in 3-6 months? How did that change?
Yeah, it took me about 6 months. I have a best friend that he live in Ipoh and he see that this kind of situation and he purposely drive all the way from Ipoh to KL every week, come to temporary help me to build back my experience. And of course, my husband as well. He is really supportive. That time, he's still my boyfriend only.
Yeah.
So of course, my business partner as well. So all this support, that it gave me a lot of the energy that I need to, you know, make it happen.
Right. So I mean, it's also important. That's why you have your support structure outside of work that actually comes in to help you as well.
Yes.
Okay. Now you have a CSR project, which is the ACA Championship Malaysia 2018 in Creative Conference, ACA being the Adobe Certified Associate Championships. What's this all about?
Okay, after 2015, I done a very good transformation. One is, as I say, one is my mindset transformation, and second is I digitalized my system. So we have our own sales management applications. So these two transformation, it give me a lot of impact in my business. So in 1 year time, my business growth more than 80% with only remaining resources, 8 people only. So, of course, 2016, we make a good profit. 2015, we make a good profit. So 2016, and I start to think, because I'm the one that I cannot settle. So when there's something that good or bad come to me, so I will turn this as something that I need to do. So I know that there is a hint for me to do some things. So 2015, we're doing a very good result, and we're starting to make a very good profit. So that time, 2016, I think about, I think we need to do something. It may be not a big thing, but we can contribute back to the society. And because I'm very involved in Adobe business, and Adobe, you know, is a software for the, it's an application for all the creative people. And I like to meet with the creative people, even student or adults or professional. So that time, I come across with one of the world competition, which is called ACA World Championship. And this is a design competition for the talent youth, for the student between 13 to 22. And I gone through all the past record that there's no Malaysian winner. And I feel that, how come a Malaysian, we have so many creative talent. And the time after I study, I know that it's not there's no winner, it's because there's no representative from Malaysia. The reason is because you want to organize a national competition, it costs you a lot. And also, it's a lot of effort because you need to get people to join the competition. School have to support and then get the sponsors, because organize one event is not a cheap thing. So that time I decided, I want to bring this competition to Malaysia. And this competition will be our CSR. So in terms of monetary investment, and also our people, our resources invest on this. So we start to build this thing, and we go to school by school and push them to participate.
Okay.
And you know, when this is a first year competition, it's very difficult to pursue the school join your competition, because there's so many competition in the around the world. Yes.
So this is, you started this in 2016. 2016, how many people participated?
We have 400 students from about 32 schools.
That's the first year. Then 2017?
We have 600 students from 51 institutions.
Okay, so now 2018, when is it being held again, the competition?
We are starting to get the registration from a student participant, and we already contacted school. At this moment, we have about 56 institutions already.
Right. Okay.
And this year, we targeted to about 800 participants.
When will it be held, the finals for Malaysia?
Now, registration is open, but the launching will be 8th of March.
So this is the launch of 8th March, and then after that, how does that work? It ends...
Okay, so after we're launching, and we have the closing date for the participant, which is 29th of March, 16th of March will be closing, and 29th of March will be the competition kickoff, because this competition is our CSR. We are invite the non-profit organization as a client to the student to design. So, like last year, our client is Reef Check Malaysia. So the design topic is, design team is our reef, our future. So it's a talk about coral reef, you know, how this help our ocean ecosystem. So this year, we already nominate our NGO. So I think they can check who is our NGO online. And
can you tell us who it is?
It's Epic Home. Yes, I can tell you. It's Epic Home. It's helping the Aura Asli to build the house. So throughout this journey, actually, students not only joining the competition, they want to get the prizes. It's pre-industry courses for them. Because you have the real client that tell you what you need. And you have to execute this and help them to promote their campaign.
Okay.
So that's why most of the students, they come through this journey, even they don't win any prizes, but they feel that because of this competition, they really have the kind of experience that they, overnight, they getting a lot of the knowledge.
A lot of learning,
from the industry, learning from the industry.
So when will the finals be announced?
Grand finale will be 2nd of May.
Ah, right. So yes. May 2nd is when we'll find out. And then, of course, the winner will then represent Malaysia on the global scale.
Yes. In this year will be held in Florida, the World Championship.
Yeah. In what month?
End of July.
Okay. So hopefully we'll get a Malaysian winner one day.
Yeah, actually we have. The first year we organized, the first representative we sent, he got a silver medal from World Championship.
Oh, okay, silver medal. All right, so now goal.
Yes.
Go for goal. All right, thanks for sharing your life journey with us, starting this company. It's been a pleasure. I've been speaking to Natalie Sitt from A-Star. This is Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.